RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, Headline News and News in Brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Indian Ocean Civilization must be introduced further to Indonesian people. Number of global tourists surpasses 100 million this year. Terrorist suspects alleged to wreak havoc in Christmas Eve. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI held national seminar about intersection culture and civilization of Indian Ocean at LIPI's building in Jakarta on Monday. It is aimed at giving understanding in more detail to Indonesian people about the history of civilization of Indian Ocean. This was stated by Deputy of Board for Science and Humanity of LIPI, Aswatini, while addressing her speech at the seminar. The seminar is aimed at increasing the understanding of Indonesian people about Indian Ocean Marine Association, or IORA, as well as scientific discussion initiating Indian Ocean Marine Academic Group, IORAC, Indonesian related to intersection of culture and civilization in Indian Ocean health next 2 years for Indonesian chairmanship on IORA. The theme of intersection of culture and civilization in Indian Ocean has not been discussed more. Instead of IORA, other priority issues regarding with intersection of culture and civilization in India. Indian Ocean has become a connecting bridge for many people in many countries who live in the brim of Indian Ocean. It has also become a place to exchange goods and social interaction more intensively. Meanwhile, Chief Executive of Political Research of LIPI, Adriana Elizabeth, who was also attending the seminar, said that the research related to the cultural civilization in Indian Ocean has become an important thing to be analyzed because it relates to the people directly and becomes my understanding of history and values through cultural exchange in the region. AAA Leisure Travel Index estimates the number of global travelers will exceed 100 million people this year, with hotel and vehicle rental fares projected to go up gradually. The number of travelers will reach 100.5 million people this year, the institution said. The number is up by 1.4% from last year, while simultaneously showing an increase in 7 consecutive years, as cited in the hotelnewsnow.com on Monday, December 21st. According to the AAA, road transportation is the most popular transportation used by 90% of travelers who will averagely travel 50 miles from their home. Although airline fares are down, hotel and vehicle rentals are slowly climbing. The AAA said the average 3-diamond hotel room fares are up by 4% this year and travelers will spend about $150 per day. Meanwhile, 2-diamond hotel rooms are up by 11% to an average of $119 per room. Police claim that the 3 terrorist suspects arrested in Mojokerto, East Java, are going to wreak havoc in Christmas 2015 and New Year 2016 celebrations. Based on the information from the Special Detachment 88, they were likely to make a move on Christmas and New Year's Eve. Chief of Major Jakarta Police Senior Commissioner Budi Herdi Susianto has said recently. Previously, the police and Densus 88 searched a house in Melatinpuri, Mojokerto on Sunday afternoon. The police seized a number of evidences, all leading to bomb-making activities. Budi added that Densus 88 arrested another man in Gresik East Java as development of this case. Indonesian Hunt Minister Cahyokumolo instructed on Monday governors across Indonesia to tighten anticipated measures against conflict which could erupt during the counting of votes of the December 9 simultaneous regional elections. He also called on the governors to coordinate with societal leaders and law enforcers. If necessary, they should put their respective areas under Siaga 1 status or the highest level of alert during the counting of votes and the declaration of winners of the election and the announcement of Constitutional Court rulings on lawsuit on alleged electoral fraud. As quoted by Kompas.com, Minister Cahyo said that a radio grant has been sent to governors across the country since Monday. He added the regional heads need to coordinate with regional leader communication forums or Porkompinda in their respective area to pay close attention to the dynamics that were growing within the society. Jakarta Police facilitates shelters of drought at Kampung Ambon, Kampung Bahari and Tanah Tinggi with pre-driving licenses. This was stated by Police Spokesman Senior Commissioner Muhammad Iqbal on Monday, December 21st. As many as 260 people in Kampung Ambon have joined the program. Iqbal said the driving licenses will help them to work as ojek or taxi drivers. This is a part of rehabilitation helping them out of substance abuse, he said. According to Iqbal, if the youth are all built to work and make a living, they will not easily fall into narcotics abuse or its distribution. Reportedly, many of former drug users complain about their jobless status after rehabilitation, fearing that they will go back to the illegal businesses. Now the license allows them to register as Gojek or GrabBike, surely with police recommendations. The weather in Jakarta, Bogor, Depok, Tangerang, Bekasi or Jabodetabek area tends to be cloudy this morning. Only rain with medium intensity showering Seribu Island. The Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency forecast some areas in Jabodetabek will be showered by light rain at noon. Those areas include Seribu Island, Northern Jakarta, Central Jakarta, Eastern Jakarta, Western Jakarta and Tangerang. Meanwhile, South Jakarta, Bekasi and Depok will remain cloudy. Light rain pouring some areas in Jakarta at noon will not occur until night. At night, all Jabodetabek areas are forecast to be cloudy. Traffic condition is also monitored to be crowded in some areas. Toll roads to Halim is slightly congested as well as area in Kuningan. The last item, Jakarta Composite Index, JCI, decreased 0.29% or 30.35 to 4,454.3 at Monday's opening following regional markets, most of which decreased as investors chose to wait and see whether there would be updates on Japanese and U.S. economic recovery. In Asian markets, the Nikkei 225 index declined 1.59% at opening, along with the Shanghai Composite Index with a drop of 0.01%. As of 11 a.m., the JST corrections was lighter, becoming only 0.07% or 3.3 points to 4,565.29. Meanwhile, rupiah strengthened 0.54% to 13,842 rupiah in the spot market. Valbury Asia Securities Vice President for Research and Analyst Nico Omer Jokere said traders were spooked by the decline in the oil world price and the uncertainty in global economic recovery. The certainties that U.S. central bank gave has brought good sentiment for the stock market, but the oil price drop is haunting traders. Nico said as quoted by Antara News Agency on Monday. He further said that traders were waiting for the release of economic data from Europe. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, here is commentary entitled Evaluation Needed to Achieve Tax Target. The Directorate General of Taxation revealed that the target revenue this year amounted to 1,294 trillion rupiahs will not be achieved. The realization of the 2015 tax target by 30 November only reached 830.7 trillion rupiahs. Sigit Priyadi Pramudito, shortly before stepping down as Director General of Taxation some time ago, disclosed that the lack of tax revenue this year is due to a number of policies designed to increase revenue taxes were cancelled. Economic Coordinating Minister Darmin Nasution admitted that the tax targets set out in the 2015 revised state budget is too high. Moreover, Indonesia's economy is experiencing a slowdown as an impact of the global economic downturn. Actually, in the past 12 years, the tax revenue target in Indonesia has been twice achieved, namely in 2004 and 2008. According to Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro, there are three causes of poor tax collection during the last 12 years. First, tax compliance is very low, at only about 50%. Secondly, the leakage of tax revenue, particularly concerning tax returns from value-added tax. Third, the small taxpayer base. According to Bambang, of the total 28 million people who have a taxpayer identification number, only 900,000 private taxpayers who pay taxes in full according to provisions. Thus, almost 90% of Indonesia's tax revenue comes from corporate tax. The low realization of tax revenue, according to Ministry of Finance, is due to the inability of tax authorities to fix the tax system. The existing system of tax administration in the Directorate General of Taxation, Ministry of Finance, is still not ideal. Improvement of the system is very important to do immediately so that tax authorities can map the sources of tax revenue. That way, there will be chances to collect more tax money. If the tax administration system is not repaired, it will be difficult to expect a tax target to be achieved. The public, especially private taxpayers, also need to realize the importance of paying taxes. So far, tax highly contributed to the state budget, namely by 70-80%. Without a significant increase in tax revenues, it will be difficult for the government to have sufficient financial resources. Tax realization, which often did not reach the target during the last 12 years, needs to be evaluated thoroughly. In particular, the various problems that hinder the collection of taxes can be achieved. Well, listener, that was commentary today.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, meet again with me, Ani Hasana, in our regular Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We start from an event on December 21, 1991, when the Commonwealth of Independent States was founded. The Commonwealth of Independent States is a regional organization formed during the breakup of the Soviet Union, whose participating countries are some former Soviet republics. The organization was founded on December 8, 1991, by the Republic of Belarus, the Russian Federation, and Ukraine, when the leaders of the three countries met in the Belovezhskaya Puszcza Natural Reserve and signed the agreement establishing the Commonwealth of Independent States on the dissolution of the Soviet Union and the creation of CIS as a successor entity to it. At the same time, they announced that the new alliance would be open to all republics of the former Soviet Union and to other nations sharing the same goals. The CIS Charter stated that all the members were sovereign and independent nations and thereby effectively abolished the Soviet Union. On December 21, 1991, the leaders of eight additional former Soviet republics, namely Armenia, Azerbaijan, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Moldova, Turkmenistan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan signed the Alma-Ata Protocol, which can either be interpreted as expanding the CIS to these states or the proper foundation or refoundation date of the CIS, thus bringing the number of participating countries to 11. And the next event was in 1988 when Pan Am Flight 103 was destroyed by a terrorist bomb. Pan Am Flight 103 was a regularly scheduled Pan Am transatlantic flight from Frankfurt to Detroit via London and New York. On Wednesday, December 21, 1988, and 739 PA, the aircraft operating the transatlantic leg of the route was destroyed by a terrorist bomb, killing all 243 passengers and 16 crew on board in what became known as the Lockerbie bombing. Large sections of the aircraft crashed onto residential areas of Lockerbie, Scotland, killing 11 more people on the ground. And the last event was in 1968 when Apollo 8 was launched. Apollo 8, the second manned space flight mission in the United States, Apollo space program was launched on December 21, 1968, and became the first manned spacecraft to leave Earth orbit, reach the Earth's moon, orbit it, and return safely to Earth. The three astronaut crew, Commander Frank Borman, Command Module Pilot James Lovell, and Lunar Module Pilot William Anders, became the first humans to travel beyond low Earth orbit, the first to see Earth as a whole planet, the first to directly see the far side of the moon, and then the first to witness Earth rise. The 1968 mission, the third flight of the Saturn V rocket, and that rocket's first manned launch, was also the first human space flight launch from the Kennedy Space Center, Florida, located adjacent to Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. And listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with Focus. In today's edition, it's on the government launches SOS program in National Social Solidarity Day 2015. Stay tuned.
Focus, daily news and events.
Every December 20th is celebrated as International Human Solidarity Day, and this year it is themed Share Progress and Prosperity Based on Global Solidarity. This year's celebration of International Human Solidarity Day came after leaders of the world adopted the Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs, which is a new inclusive development agenda, succeeding the Millennium Development Goals, or MDG, to eradicate poverty, protect the planet, and ensure dignity for all. The new SDGs agenda is centered on the people and planet, underpinned by human rights and supported by a global partnership determined to lift people out of poverty, hunger, and disease. It will thus be built on a foundation of global cooperation and solidarity. Meanwhile, on the same day, besides celebrating the International Human Solidarity Day, Indonesia also celebrated the National Social Solidarity Day 2015. The peak of the commemoration was held in Kupang, East Nusa Tenggara, attended by the President Joko Widodo. Director General of Social Empowerment and Poverty Prevention of the Ministry of Social Affairs, Hartono Laras, to RRI World Service in Jakarta Saturday, December the 19th, said the commemoration was expected to instigate a sense of empathy, caring, and solidarity among the people in Indonesia through the SOS, or Satu Orang Berbagi Satu, or in English, One-on-One Sharing Program.
peringatan dari kesetiakawanan nasional yang diperingati setiap tanggal 20.
The National Social Solidarity Day is commemorated every year on December 20th. The peak of the whole series of commemoration happened to be held in Kupang. This is expected to lead to a wide empathy in order to support solidarity, concern, and also to share with others. We are also launching an SOS, or Satu Orang Berbagi Satu, or One-on-One Sharing Movement. This is expected to continue to be maintained and later to pay more attention to the poor. Because if we see in a situation that is very dynamic like this, the economic, political, democratization, and also cultural conditions all are so closely related to our efforts to realize the people's welfare. Hartono Laras explained that the program can be done by the people of Indonesia in accordance with their means and ability to provide assistance to fellow Indonesians considered to be below the poverty line. He also hoped that the program can be disseminated through community groups in order to build a sense of empathy and continuing concern for sharing. To preserve and strengthen the values of social solidarity that have grown within the community and to unify and improve performance of social workers, the Ministry of Social Affairs has made a symbol of social work and set a code of conduct for social workers. The National Social Solidarity Day is celebrated on December 20th every year as an expression of gratitude and respect for Indonesian people who in 1948, through social solidarity and the spirit of mutual assistance, managed to defend the country from the threat of others, which at the time the Dutch, with the help of the Allies, wanted to recolonize Indonesia after the nation proclaimed its independence on August 17, 1945. That was Focus Today.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI held national seminar about intersection culture and civilization of Indian Ocean at LIPI's building in Jakarta on Monday. It is an given understanding more detail to Indonesian people about the history of civilization of Indian Ocean. AAA Leisure Travel Index estimate the number of global travelers will exceed 100 million people this year, with hotels and vehicle rental fares projected to go up gradually. Police claim that the three terrorist suspects arrested in Mojokerto East Java are going to Wake Havoc in Christmas 2015 and New Year 2016 celebrations. Indonesian Home Minister Cahyokumolo instructed on Monday governors across Indonesia to tighten anticipated measures against complete wood could erupt during the counting of votes of the December 9 simultaneous regional elections. Jakarta Police facilitate settlers of drugs at Kampung Ambon, Kampung Bahari and Tanah Tinggi with the pre-driving licenses. This was stated by Police Spokesman Senior Commissioner Muhammad Iqbal on Monday, December 21st. The weather in Jakarta, Bogor, Depok, Tangerang, and Bekasi or Jabodetabek area tends to be cloudy this morning. Only rain with medium intensity showers in Seribu Island. The Meteorology Climatology Geophysics Agency forecast some areas in the Jabodetabek will be showered by light rain at noon. Jakarta Composite Index JCI decreased 0.29% or 13.35 to 4,555.3 at the Monday's opening, following regional markets, most of which decreased as investors choose to wait and see whether there would be updates on Japanese and U.S. economic recovery. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder. Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit East Java Province to have a close look at Ngliyep Beach, so stay tuned. Listener, there are a number of tourism potentials in Malang, East Java Province. This Regency has beautiful nature. Malang Regency government continues to boost its natural attraction, especially coastal tourism. Today, there are 23 beaches which have been recorded at Tourism Office of Malang Regency. Some beaches such as Tiga Warna or Three Colored Beach, Bajul Mati Beach and Ngliyep Beach continue to be promoted in various occasions. In today's edition, we'll invite you to have a close look at one of its beautiful beaches, namely Ngliyep Beach. Ngliyep Beach is located at Indian Ocean, precisely at Kedung Salam Village, Donomulyo Sub-District, Malang Regency, East Java Province, around 62 kilometers to the south of Malang City. To reach this beach is easy because its road has been asphalted. Actually, Ngliyep Beach is a combination between steep cliff with protected dense forest and white sand. The beach panorama is so beautiful. Its white sand is so soft with white playing ground and shady trees. Its waves are quite interesting to be enjoyed. Because of that, this beach is called Ngliyep, meaning everyone who sees this beach will feel sleepy. At the beach area, there is a small island named Gunung Kombang with its bathing place that can be visited. At Ngliyep Beach, you can do many interesting activities. You can swim, play on the white sand, look for shells, or waiting for sunset at Gunung Kombang. Not far from Ngliyep on the left, there is a bay with beautiful scenery, namely Putri Bay. To go there, you can walk on the left side to climb the hill. It is called Putri Hill because this bay has white sand, which is very clean and soft, like a girl's skin. The thickness of the sand is approximately 40 centimeters. The sand is stretched along 100 meters, but comfortable to become a playground. And you have to be careful because sometimes its waves are quite big. Listener, Ngliyep Beach is 10 hectares wide and consists of protected forest, tourism area, lodging and parking lots. At Ngliyep Beach, there are 4 houses, 4 lodging and 2 cottages. If you come to this beach, please come on 14 Maulud or Rabiul Awal in Islamic calendar. This beach will be more crowded because there is Labuhan ritual held by the local people. Labuhan is a ritual to sacrifice goat, cow or buffalo's heads into the sea as offering. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Membeli Hadiah Natal, which in English means buying Christmas gifts. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly and you can repeat after me. Membeli. Membeli, which means to buy. Hadiah. Hadiah, which means gift. Natal. Natal, which means Christmas. Keperluan. Keperluan, which means need. Muslim. Muslim, which means Muslim. Teman. Teman, which means friend. Merayakan. Merayakan, which means to celebrate. Memesan. Memesan, which means to order. Kue tart. Kue tart, which means tart or cake. Tetangga. Tetangga, which means neighbor. Baju bayi. Baju bayi, which means baby clothes. Cucu. Cucu, which means grandchild. Baju tidur. Baju tidur, which means nighty. Nenek. Nenek, which means grandmother or grandma. Mencari. Mencari, which means to look for. Kartu Natal. Kartu Natal, which means Christmas card. Tas. Tas, which means bag. Guru. Guru, which means teacher. Anak. Anak, which means child. Listener, now we give you an example of conversation entitled Membeli Hadiah Natal, or in English means buying Christmas gifts. The conversation is between A. Nita and B. Ani in front of the house. A. Nita. Hai, kamu mau kemana? Hai, kamu mau kemana? Which means, hi, where are you going? B. Ani. Saya mau membeli keperluan Natal. Saya mau membeli keperluan Natal, which means, I want to buy Christmas needs. Walaupun saya Muslim, saya mempunyai banyak teman yang merayakan Natal. Walaupun saya Muslim, saya mempunyai banyak teman yang merayakan Natal, which means, although I'm a Muslim, I have many friends who celebrate Christmas. Saya mau memesan kue tart untuk tetangga saya. Saya mau memesan kue tart untuk tetangga saya, which means, I want to order some cakes for my neighbor. Membeli baju bayi untuk cucunya. Membeli baju bayi untuk cucunya, which means buying baby clothes for her granddaughter, dan baju tidur untuk neneknya. Dan baju tidur untuk neneknya, which means and night dress for her grandma. Selain itu, saya juga mau mencari kartu Natal yang bagus. Selain itu, saya juga mau mencari kartu Natal yang bagus. Which means, I also want to buy a nice Christmas card. A. Nita. Kalau begitu, saya ikut. Kalau begitu, saya ikut. Which means, why don't we go together? Saya juga mau membeli tas untuk guru anak saya. Saya juga mau membeli tas untuk guru anak saya. Which means, I also want to buy a bag for teacher of my daughter or son. I also want to buy a bag for teacher of my daughter or son. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thanks for your attention. See you and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment introducing you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we'll present you an Indonesian female keroncong singer, Waljina. Listener, let's listen to a song entitled Harapan Jumpa by Waljina. Happy listening. The song you've just listened tells about someone who leaves her or his beloved one. He or she hopes the queen of the night will convey his or her longing treated but failed. Listener, Waljina was born in Solo Central Java in 1945, has a nickname, the Queen of Keroncong. She began her career in the music in 1945 after winning the first place of the Indonesian Radio Singing Contest in 1965. Well, let's listen to the next song entitled Kalung Mutiara by Waljina and Gesang.
kira begini. Akhir nasibku putuskan sudah tali pengikat dia berjanji setia padaku, namun akhirnya kini tinggalkan diriku. Terima di masa lalu, membawa kisah selama hidupku. Tiada tiada kukira begini akhir nasibku putuskan sudah tali pengikat cintaku. Semula dia berjanji setia padaku, namun akhirnya kini tinggalkan diriku. Yang ku terima di masa lalu, membawa kisah selama hidupku. Tiada thank you.
Listener, Kalung Mutiara is a song which tells about sadness in love story. The two lovers had separated each other. And this song is well delivered by Waljina and Gesang, the Kroncong Maestro. Besides singing Kroncong song, Waljina also sing Kroncong songs in Javanese versions. In 2015, Waljina received an award in Anugerah Musik Indonesia Award 2015. She got an award for the category of Best Female Solo Singer in a song Ayung Guyu. Moreover, the song that contained in the album of the Best Waljina in Kroncong also won the award for category The Best Producer and Record for Bintang Nusantara Orchestra. Well, listener, to conclude our segment of today's music corner, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Kroncong Moretsko and Stumble Jauh di Mata by Waljina. Enjoy the song and happy listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Di medan perang.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id. Or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.